But right now in Daf Tes Zayin, when Aleph smack in the middle of the page, we stopped due to the looks I was about to get from going right there, so we stopped. Hachotei Begdish. If you remember, we said before in Hachotei Begdish, Eino Sukkah. It's not a gzera, it's a din of Tassel on us way if you dig out a heap. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Lo Shanu Ella, double negative, we only teach us halacha that it's not considered a valid Sukkah. She'ein Sham Chalal Tefach Meshach Shiva. When there was no original space of a gap, airspace of a tefach, that covered 7x7 tefachim of length and width. However, aval, yesham chalal tefach, but if you had between the ground, there was some gap, some cavity of airspace, there was a tefach between the two layers, and it had a 7x7 area, 7x7, in that case we would say, harezu sukkah. Now what's the reason why? So since already, that means all the schach, all the top part has shem schach on it. Again, even though it's true, making a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim, we know already. But to be called schach, it can be even less than so. How do we know that? If you remember, we did on Daf Dalam Aleph, we had 9 tefachim of airspace, and we dug out the last part with 3 tefachim of the wall. We said it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Why is it possible? Because it was already considered a kosher schach. It wasn't a big enough wall. It wasn't a big enough cavity, meaning it was there for the purpose of shade, and it was acting as schach. It wasn't schach of a sukkah, but it was kosher schach. And therefore, if I can somehow make the walls bigger, make the ground lower, however you want to do it, then the top part would be schach as well.
Is there something about making the walls and putting schach on?
If you put schach on without the walls being ready for it, now clearly over here we see that would be allowed. Right? You have schach on there. As long as you have it, it's called schach in advance. How do you bet you call it schach in advance? It's got a tefach of space, and 7x7 area. That means that area, 7x7, and with a tefach of space, that's all called schach. It's not a kosher sukkah, because it's too small, it's too thin, but it's called schach already. And if I somehow can make the area 10 tefachim by digging out 9 tefachim of layers heaped up straw, then that top part also is called schach. I can have schach that's many layers high. I can have schach very high. And it's all called schach as long as I have a cavity that it's protecting. So over here, here's what you're doing. If you had one tefach of airspace, of cavity, and it was 7x7 tefachim in its dimension, then you would be able to dig it out and have that 10 tefachim space and make it a kosher sukkah. It wouldn't be a problem.
This is
a deraisa
issue. We're saying we won't make a gzera.
We will not make a gzera. Well, what's the concern we have? Usually the concern we have is it looks like something else.
Are fully don't have this air pocket.
Right, but it's not really. I mean, usually we're afraid you might end up swapping this for that one, but it's not really a normal. Okay, so he's correct in that. I guess it's not. Our concern was that you're going to go live in that instead of living in this one. It's already there. I don't feel concerned with digging out. But you're correct. I mean, we're not making a zera, even though it's a deraisa concern. It's true. The truth is, the other one's also deraisa concern. The other one's deraisa also. If I live in the other one, it's also tassel and also. If I live in the home, you don't let you live under here right now because it's Xeris Tikra for a derisive problem you might live in afterwards. It's also a derisive problem in those cases. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tanami Hakim, we have a teaching at sports as well. Hachote big dish, lasos la sukkah. If you dig out a haystack to make a sukkah out of that, I raise a sukkah, it counts. What do you mean? But on Tanah, we learn a Mishnah, ain't a sukkah. Allah, Shramina, rather than that, it comes to teach you. Like Rav Huna says, that if you have a cavity of a gap of one tefach of height, and then you have 7x7 as far as its area, its diameter, its length and width, then that would be considered okay. There are those who didn't have Rav Huna originally explaining the pshat of the Mishnah until there was a mirma, there was a contradiction that was pointed out, which Rav Huna then solved. Meaning, when we read our Gemara, we read a Mishnah, and Rav Huna right away said, just so you know, let me explain to you what the Mishnah really means. There are those who had that Rav Huna coming in. When there was a Sira pointed out, Rav Huna responded not offensively about the Mishnah, but defensively when there was a Sira pointed out. How does it work? There are those who point out, who place a contradiction, a Reminhu, and it says the following. That's our Mishnah. We said it was a sukkah, so that's a stira. So I'm Rav Huna as a response. Lo kasha, kank she'isham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva, kank she'isham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. One is when there is an airspace of one tefach 7x7. One there is not. So quickly recap, we just said the Mishnah makes a blanket statement, says ain't a sukkah if you dig it out. We're saying it's not necessarily true. If you were to have a gap of airspace of a single tefach, which we know is an ohel in the world of Tumah and Tahara, so it has a status now of being an ohel. So the top part is called Tzchachim, that's not according to Sukkah yet. If I would then dig out after having the airspace, 9 tefachim, to make it 10 tefachim of height, then it would be considered kosher, a kosher Sukkah afterwards. However, when we say it's in a Sukkah, it's when it was all filled in, there was no airspace, there was no gap, and you dig out a gap in the first place, that would be in a Sukkah because of the problem of Tasa, the low min Asoy, new Mishnah. If a person would lower his wall, he makes a wall and he kind of creates the wall, makes the wall, weaves the wall from schach downwards, milmal lamata from the top to the bottom. Even gavo min haaretz shlosha tefachim. No, sorry, walls. My bad, walls. He makes a wall. He lowers a wall down from the top. He starts to weave it out, and he has 3 tefachim of gap between the wall ending and the floor. So we say, even though in our social tefachim, psula. Now the reason why, according to Rashi, he doesn't say the idea of lavud, though it makes sense to say lavud. He doesn't say that. What does he say? He says the issue is, if remember we had in the Gemara last time, we saw this pirtza we had earlier on, deshi yizdakir agadi b'bas rosh, damrim psula. If the gadi can easily hop in or get into the sukkah, that wall is not really functioning as a proper wall to keep things out. And therefore, that would be a problem. So 3 tefachim, above 3 tefachim, more than 3 tefachim off the ground, besides the problem of lavud, it also is not really creating a wall. It's not creating a mechitza to separate from the inside to the outside. Because he could easily walk underneath there, and therefore would be a problem. That's why it's not considered a wall according to Tanna Kama. However, if you go the other way, min haaretz, sorry, milmata l'mal, if I start from down, and I start heading towards the schach, but I don't get all the way there, I only get im gavoa asar tefachim, I only get 10 tefachim high. We all know already, 10 tefachim is the minimum shear of a wall. It's a minimum chasitza, a minimum chitza you could have. And therefore we say, Tanakam says, kshera. It's far from the schach on top of it. But it's a kosher wall. And you have kosher schach. You have to touch each other. Right? We had it earlier on in the Gemara Beis Mabeis. If you touch each other, maybe it can even be over 20 amos. But you don't need to touch each other. Heledia Maka had airspace between her wall and her schach. It's allowed. It's an issue. You have a kosher wall, kosher schach, you're good to go. As long as it's 10 tefachim off the ground, I mean from the ground to upwards, that's a proper mechitza. Rabbi Yossi, though, says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kshem Shemimat Lamala Asar Tzvachim. Looks like you can have a 10 Tzvachim wall from bottom heading upwards to the Tzvach. It means 10 Tzvachim of material is considered a wall. So if that's the case, says Rabbi Yossi, Kach Mimala Lamata Asar Tzvachim. So too, also, I can have a hanging wall. 10 Tzvachim is called a machit, it's called a wall. I don't care where you put it. You want to make it levitate in midair, that's called a wall. You want to start from the Tzvach downwards, called a wall. From the bottom to the top, called a wall. However you make 10 tefachim of space of a piece of material, that's called a mechitza, that's called a wall. Therefore, it would be considered one of the necessary 2+ walls that you require. I don't know if you need good achas. Meaning, I just need to have a kosher wall. Good achas, it creates the wall. Here, there's a wall already. There's a kosher wall. Kosher wall, kosher schach on top of it. I don't have to have them touching each other. Good achas or good asik is when I have to create the wall using a mechanism. But here, the wall is already there. That's the Mishnah.
According to him, Rabbi Yossi, you have 19 amas high sukkah, and there's 10 tefachim on the ground. Basically, it's pretty much up there. You're totally exposed.
Great, except for the opinion of. Come on, get this, Schneider.
What's the question? I'm sorry. Wait.
Of the four in the desert, right?
Kunduzin. Correct.
Yeah, similar to
the that was the case we had. Yeah. But besides that, also there's one opinion we have in the Gemara who says that the wall has to provide also shade. We talk more shade than sun. It's included right. The wall.
That's Zion Mabez, I think.
No, it wasn't Acherim. Acherim, no. Acherim was a circle. Rabiosia?
No, I mean, Zion and Biz, that's the list.
That's the list. That's one of the things in the list.
No,
that's,
but before that, we saw
page.
It.
No, that's the same.
That was the same page. That's the top. No, that was the page. That was how. Rabbi Yoshia. Yeah, Rabbi Yoshia.
Is it?
Yes, Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia, Hadatanya. We already learned that. Yeah. Had the Amran, Rabbi Yoshia.
What did we see it on?
Zion and Biz. Both of Zion and Biz. Both are. Both. Right before, right above it. Rabbi Yoshia was right above that.
Before the list.
Was right above it. Yeah, that's Zion and Biz.
What's his question?
No, Rabbi Yoshia, he pointed out to me that if I have 10 tefachim, then I have 18 amos of empty airspace, and then the schach on top of that, other 20 amos, it's kosher sukkah. So I said, except for Rabbi Yoshia, it's kosher sukkah. You have real walls, you have schach on top. Rav Yoshia holds that you have too much sun coming in from the anywhere, from the top, from the sides, that'd be a problem. Besides Rav Yoshia, it shouldn't be a problem. You have kosher walls, kosher schach. Less, right? Less than 20 amos.
If you've got a 19.9 amos wall,
yeah.
Then at the bottom you've got a gap of
less than that's 4 tefachim.
3.5 tefachim.
So according to Tanakam, it wouldn't be good. According to Rav Yossi, it would be good.
And yet the other way around, if you've got 10 tefachim on the bottom and nothing,
everyone says it's fine. Everyone says it's fine. Okay, except for Rav Yossi. Says the Gemara, Mike Riffley, what are they arguing about? What is Rav Yossi arguing with in our Mishnah? I mean, Rav Yossi is the one who said you can start with 10 tefachim from the top and only go a little bit down, 10 tefachim worth, and still have lots of area that you haven't covered. What are they arguing about? So, Mar Sabra Mechitza Tzuliya Materis. Mar Sabra Mechitza Tzuliya Eina Materis. The question is, if I have a hanging Mechitza, will that allow, and we'll see rules of Shabbos in a minute, will that be functioning as a Mechitza that will allow me, in the rules of Shabbos, to be able to be able to
pen. You want to use pen?
Pencil? Or both. Or David's Shita. Will that allow you to be able to consider it as a real wall? That's the machlokas we have. Again, according to Tanakama, Mechitza Tzuliya is not a Mechitza. According to Biosi, Mechitza Tzuliya is a Mechitza. It's 10 tefach, I don't care where you put it. It's called a wall already. Says the Gemara, we actually have a Mishnah that kind of discusses this. It's not Hasa Mishnah over there. Over there refers to Erevin. Bor Shebein Chatzeros. So you have a case over here of two Chatzeros referring to Shabbos. You have two Chatzeros, actually pictured in the back of this, the book over here as well. If you want to look at it while we're going through this piece, I'd recommend it. It will be helpful. It's on page Yotes. Page Yotes. Picture Kuf Mem Tes. We'll see Kuf Nun. We'll see Kuf Nun Aleph in a minute as well. So you have right now, you have a case of a boor that is between two properties. There's a boor well that they both share. It's half is on one side, half is on the other side. Bein Shtei Chatzeros. Eim Nemal Mimena B'Shabbos. You cannot take from the water on Shabbos from the boor unless Elim Kain Asal Mechitza Asar Tzvachim. You have to have a Mechitza at least 10 Tzvachim high. And where is that 10 Tzvachim? It was Machlokas. We'll say Bein Milmala, Bein Milmata, Bein Betoch Ognam. Whether you want to make it from the top, which means that the Mechitza is going to be within, again, Toch Ognam means it's within the circle area, I don't know what you call that, within the rim? Within the rim, thank you, within the rim. It's got to be within the rim for sure, but milmala means you can make it towards the top of the rim, meaning far from the water even, 10 tefachim tall from the top of the rim, but within the rim still. Or ben milmata, you can make it maybe even very close to the water, but again, not even in the water, as long as they're bein betoch ognum over here. Bein over here means within. Bein betoch ognum is really referring to both these cases, that's what Rashi explains over here. Look at Rashi. Kolomar bein, the last Rashi on the page. Bein betoch ognum. Kolomar bein milmala rachamin amayim. It can even be far the water. Vachi tei betoch ognum shel bor. It's got to be within the rim of the bor still. I mean, the point here is Rashi. You have to show clearly that you built this mechitza for the purpose of the water. If you have a mechitza that's there anyways, it's not going to count. You can't piggyback on it for the water because it was built to be separating your property from his property. It wasn't made for the water. But if you make something dafka for the water, and how we know it's for the water because it's betoch ognum. You put it in the rim of the circle area over here. Then whether it's mamish towards the top, meaning far from the water, or right near the water, that's sufficient enough to be considered enough to allow you to dole out your side of the water for yourself on Shabbos. That's the Tanakama. Rishon Gamliel says, Rishon Gamliel Omer, top of Taz Ayman Beis, he says, Beishame, Beis will argue, Beishame Omrim Milmala, it could even be above, it can be towards the top of the rim. We still omer no milmat. That's got to be lower below the rim. Now the problem with this gemara over here, a little bit. Of the problem is usually who's more machmir, who's more mekel? Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai.
Beis Shammai more.
Usually, but here you find the opposite because Beis Hillel is saying it has to be close to the water, which is a little bit more of a demand because Beis Shammai holds it can even be above the water. You notice over here that Tosfos actually said to that point. Tosfos over here says many people have the opposite girsa. They have Beis Shammai being more machmir, saying Mata, and Beis Hillel is being more Mekil, saying even the Mal is okay. We usually assume that Beis Shammai is more machmir, except for Beis the quotes a few places, not like that, but we assume Beis Shammai is more machmir. The sum of the Girsa we have is the wrong Girsa.
The that's, six that we follow Beis Shammai by, that's
not related to the Chumra or Kula, it's not related to that.
So they're still
usually they're Chumras. Usually they're Chumras. Remember the case we have in our Sukkah, right? It's a Chumra. It's seven Tvachim, it's Rosh Rebbe Bishulchano. Now here's why we brought this whole thing down. Amar Yehuda, Yehuda though, in this same Mishnah, in this same teaching, Yehuda says, "Lo sehe mechitza gdola min hakosel shebeinam," which means the mechitza is not going to do more than the kosel already that's there. What does that mean? That as long as you have a wall there, and again, our picture we have over here, it's above, it's not even in the rim, correct. It's like up to the rim, and then it stops. It's not even in the rim at all. It goes to the rim, and it's a mechitza, that's the whole way across, but it doesn't go into the actual cavity of the board. It's enough. Why is it enough? What do we assume right now? The reason why it's enough is because he holds mechitza tulis mechitza. So it sounds like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda would be on the same team as each other. That's what the Gemara right now assumes. The Gemara is going to be very quick to reject that assumption. But let's see it first inside. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Beshitas Rabbi Yossi, Amar. Rabbi Yehuda is saying within Rabbi Yossi, meaning that they have one common thought, one common theme, which is the Amar they both suggest, Mechitza Tluya Materas. Right now we think we have a teammate, Rabbi Yossi has a teammate, and Rabbi Yehuda has a teammate, and Rabbi Yossi, etc. And they both say they're din in different cases, but they both are suggesting you can have mechitza that's not at all in the cavity. It's mamash hanging above. It doesn't go in the cavity at all. Or a mechitza on a sukkah that starts from the top and has a very big gap to the bottom. But it's a mechitza. Mechitza tzuya, shmei mechitza. Hilchas Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda, Hilchas Sukkah with Rabbi Yossi. We assume that they are partners in crime. They agree with each other. But the Gemara will now say, not so fast. Because the Gemara below, it's not true. Where we have a lohi before? Anyone remember a lohi?
Lohi?
I think it was Lohi. I think the last one was Lohi. That?
Funny guy.
What do you say?
He's trying to be funny.
Oh, okay. I missed it. Lohi? I think it's Lohi. I'll check right now to confirm its truth. Oh, found it.
I was going to say that's like what Stern said.
Found him. It's probably because it's more than just this, but I remember it being a Chesma Beis, top line Chesma Beis.
You found it?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Don't be so impressed. Press? If I ask you, you remember yourself. You remember what it is or no? What's Chesma Beis? Good. End of the first Mishnah. What happens there?
The Rakbash?
Oh, about the people.
Right before the Rakbash. The Rabban and Kesari. They had this strange mathematical equation. Right. They said, no, it's and they said, we said, it works. But it's low, it doesn't work out. It's not accurate. It's inaccurate.
50% more.
Correct.
It's wrong.
It was wrong. Below here. Here's also wrong. We thought of here, Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda are teammates. Below, it's not true. Below, Rabbi Yehuda. What's that? Rakbash, same page, but a little lower. Below, lower Rabbi Yehuda, Sabra like Rabbi Yossi. Lower Rabbi Yossi, Sabra like Rabbi Yehuda. They don't agree with either one of you is the other person. Yehuda, who holds by the din of Erevin, of Shabbos, will not agree with Sukkah rules. Rabbi Yossi by Sukkah will not agree with Rabbi Yehuda by Shabbos rules. Why? Rabbi Yehuda, Akan lo kamar Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam, Ella. Double negative. Rabbi Yehuda only says it's din over there. He only says it be'er v'chatzeros, because that was a din the Rabbanon. The fact that you need to make an erev chatzeros in order to allow you to take someone else's water in his courtyard, it's Rishu Yachid, Rishu Yachid. It's not Rishu Rabban, it's Rishu Yachid, Rishu Yachid. That you need to make a special erev for that is a din the Rabbanon. That we let a mechitza be matir that and separate it, it's a din the Rabbanon. And therefore, he's makil by Rabbanons. Aval hacha, sukkah d'oraisa, and therefore lo. To create a mechitza on a deraisa level, that requires you to have a mechitza non-tzulia. I mean, who's going to hold mechitza tzulia works to permit you to do dirabanan concerns? But deraisa concerns, like a sukkah, not enough to have mechitza tzulia. That's what Rabbi Yehuda's going to tell you. And now it's going to be the other side. Lo Rabbi Yossi, something like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, by sukkah, will not use Rabbi Yehuda by Shabbos. Why? Akam lo kam Rabbi Yossi hacha el sukkah the mitzvah ase. To be able to perform a mitzvah that's a positive commandment, a mitzvah, a sukkah, which is mitzvah aseh, that will let you have a mechitza that is tzluya. Aval Shabbos, isra skila, lo. When Shabbos, if you know, you're wrong about this, isra skila, it's a very serious crime. We had it before also, anyone remember we had beforehand, where the Gemara compared two things and said, but it wasn't skila, it was karis. We haven't had it in this parak, it was in the second parak.
Yeah, what?
Something was isra karis, you wouldn't have known, if I only told you by the din of the good, about what?
The wife.
Yeah, well, what? About what? Good.
It was
Korban
Pesach in
the Kriyat Shema. Good. Also, about the mitzvah, that we say that rule, so we say that you think only there, it's only because it's a din karis. Right? Korban Pesach is a din karis. That's why we have a special rule also about the. So you wouldn't be punished in a mitzvah. As opposed to the case of the chasim, maybe you would be, but. Anyways.
It shows that it's not in our bones and we need to keep going.
I'm trying to pull the crowd. No one's able to pull out. You, Darren, did it, so. You. Hopefully everyone else will at some point in time pull it. Anyways, some of you had told me privately what you feel, but I'd love you to tell me at least in the actual stats so I can look at it and feel confident.
Halavai.
Halavai. Anyways. Anyways, anyone who's doing that, by the way, was asked to go on. Whoever's doing that would want to go on. I know that. It's not doing that. That's when it's not going. Anyways, says the Gemara further. By the way, this shot is bothers me a little bit. This shot, just so you know, I the first part I get. I get why Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't agree with Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yehuda would say, listen, for dinner abundant would be mekil. The fact that something is a deraisa, it's only mitzvahs asay. So what? So I'm let's say that's not a real mechitza account for mitzvahs asay. Not a lot asay. I don't know what that means exactly. I'm not sure why we're gonna be more mekil by a deraisa mitzvahs asay than by a deraisa mitzvahs los asay. If it's a mechitza, it's a mechitza. That mechitza, not a mechitza. I understand by drabbanan rules, it's not, you don't really need a mechitza. So you have a quasi mechitza for a drabbanan. The rabbanan said that's us, or they'll allow such a mechitza to exist. But something's really a deraisa obligation for a wall. We have different obligations of the walls for asays, lot asays. I don't know where it's from even. But the Gemara says it. The Gemara says that Rabbi, again, when it comes to Rabbi Yossi by Sukkah, it's only an asay. But a los asay, it's a whole different ball game. I'm not sure we're going to be so quick to permit you to have mechitza bateres in that case, and therefore, he would not agree with that psak halacha. The last part, then we'll stop. Says the Gemara, V'im tomar maise shenase b'tzipuri al pi minase. If you want to tell me the story we don't know about yet, we'll see in about 1 minute from now, the story that happened in Sipuri, who was the author? Who allowed that story to happen? Again, the reason why is the question, Lol Pi Rabbi Yossi. It's not Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi, this is the story we'll see in a minute, was about a Mechitza Materis on Shabbos. That we allowed on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi doesn't let it on Shabbos. Lo Sase Lechi and Skiva. Why do I care? Because Sipuri is Rabbi Yossi's hometown. He was the Rav of Sipuri, Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, we're surprised to hear something happened in Sipuri, which is supposed to be under his watch, that wasn't according to his opinion. So how did that take place? Where does that very LLP, Rabbi Yossi's son, who argued with him, Rabbi Yoshua argued with his father, Rabbi Yossi, and he permitted it. He also became the Rav of Sipuri. And he allowed this to happen. What was this referring to? What was the Maisa we're talking about over here? What happened that we're talking about that we're questioning? Rabbi Yossi didn't let this happen. The Chiyasa Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael and told the following story. There was a time when they forgot to bring a Sefer Torah on Erev Shabbos to the Beis Knesset from a person's house. And this house had a courtyard with many other houses inside of it. They did not make an Erev Chatzeros. So the rule is we can't carry. B'mach, what did they do? Pirsu sadinin al-gabe hamudin. They stretched out sheets over the pillars in the area, which then it kept only the house of Sefer Torah in the same area as the Beis Knesset. Every other house was kind of mechitzed off. It was sectioned off. And then they viewed Sefer Torah with Karubo. And they let you afterwards, they let you read from it. Now, what's this case? What happened in this case? Pierce the Dyke, you think they actually took on Shabbos, they spread out these curtains on Shabbos? Meichan eviyum Shabbos. If you can't bring the Sefer Torah, you can't bring the curtains to make the walls of Sefer Torah either. Where did they get them from? How could they bring them here? Rather, they found sheets that already were spread out on top of amudim, on top of pillars. Now, what does that mean over here? According to Rashi, what happened was, it wasn't yet set aside. If it was already sectioned off, what's the question in the first place? It wasn't really quite sectioned off yet. But it was, according to Rashi, it was an ol arai, it was a mechitz arai, and they extended it. They allowed it to stretch 10 tefachim. It already was out of tefach open. Tefach open, and they continued to make it 9 more tefachim to make it 10 tefachim. So it was already out there. It was already a little open because you can't do it like a chil on Shabbos. But if it already started, you could extend it. Like we have anyone who ever used a stroller, baby stroller in the past, an ol arai on Shabbos. So the baby stroller, assuming it's had a tefach already of being a little pulled out beforehand, you're allowed to extend it to make it now over the baby and protect it. If it was completely tight and taut and not a tefach out, you would not be able to pull it out for the first time on Shabbos. It wouldn't be allowed at all. Because once it's there, you can extend, but you can't from the Hakila do it. Over here says Rashi, the case was it was ready.
You have a folded up stroller, it's problematic to open it on
Shabbos. No, because that's not making an ohel. It's made l'shem. No, then you couldn't extend the thing afterwards. You couldn't extend. Not to extend the visor. I assume not.
11 kids later.
I assume not. I don't think it's creating an ohel. He's not creating an ohel.
They guard an umbrella.
The seeds. So that's back to the question we had in the second parak about underneath part. Is that considered ol or not? We had the second parak with under the bed. Right, under the bed. Is that considered ol or not? Right, that whole thing we discussed beforehand with the shepherds and the Chamil Chum. If we go through the Besechta, we'll see that part. Hopefully in the second parak. Pez Hashem. Pez Hashem. Anyways. Yeah.
Daniel's got a question for you.
Based on your stroller question.
Yeah.
We want to bring that into the garden. One of these umbrellas in the table.
Yeah. I assume that it's never
fully open.
It's never fully closed.
Has a little
around
it.
So is it open and closing on
Shabbos? So if it would be already somewhat open, mistama, this din of extending it should be allowed. I don't think it's allowed. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why it's not allowed. If the umbrella was open beforehand, I don't think you could. I heard one time someone said it to be a baseball cap. L'shem. Usually you wear it l'shem tzel, and it's got a tefach. So I heard you can't put it on. You can't put it on. No, so since usually you don't use the, let's say, the rim of a black hat, you don't usually use it with the same sail. It's the same cover of Torah, whatever it's going to be. But usually, let's say it's raining. Put my baseball cap on. That's put on top of the same protection. So I saw in the Ribiat book, the 39 Malachas book, I think he quoted that it's problematic to use a baseball cap. I didn't know this until recently either. That was called Ribiat? That's a 4-volume 39 Malachas book? Right, so again, my understanding, use the cap that you... You know, the pull down, the knot, whatever that's called, that'll be fine.
If you want to do it.
So the way I'm understanding right now, I look at the particular later on, but I'm pretty sure I saw someone quoted to me, and I looked up, and I think it says that there, that something that was made l'shem protection. That's what the visor basically has, made l'shem protection. So then you can...
You call my sunglasses?
No, it's not an ohel. It's gotta be a tefach. Gotta be a certain tefach of thickness. Like, it's not made l'shem protection. It's made l'shem kavod of the Torah, I guess.
So you're saying the umbrella on the table that we're going to have the barbecue. It's slightly open, you already have the flame in it.
It's Yontif. Yeah.
You already have it slightly open, you can open it all the way.
I definitely understand. I hear it. I'm uncomfortable saying it even. I'm not sure what the problem is. I know it sounds problematic to me also. But being mostly, unless you want to call it, maybe say it's kavua. Maybe it's kavua. I don't know if it's kavua because it's stuck in the ground like that. I'm not sure.
I've already got an answer on a previous phone on WhatsApp.
Anyways, let me finish this last part of it, then we'll stop, and you can tell me the WhatsApp answer. The Gemara over here, again, the point over here is that since it must have been already out, and since they had to do something here to make a difference, otherwise, what are you worried about? It's already sectioned off. They must have, extended or lowered or raised the curtain to a 10 tefach size altogether, well off the ground, in Sipuri, and we let it happen on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi, he says you can't do that. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, though, says you can. And therefore, Elamatu Sadin in Prusin al Gamudin, we already found the Sadin already there. Tefach open already, Tefach wide, that were there. Rabbi Viu, Sefer Torah, Bekarbo, and they extended it, probably Sefer Torah, and they were able to read it in that case. If you want to see a picture in the back, I think we have a picture,
what were the reason the sheets were there?
For such occasions. Here's the picture, but over here it's a strange picture because it's not really, it's a little tulloy maybe. I can't see the picture being tulloy, but they sectioned off on these this area over here. They made it, they sectioned off. We'll stop over here at Duchazara.